KW1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Jim Ryan. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day March meeting today. It will end with a decision on whether to raise interest rates. The Fed is trying to balance between raising rates to try to calm inflation or keeping the rates the same to try to calm the banking industry. More from ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Analysts caution we are not out of the woods yet, and that is because of San Francisco-based regional bank First Republic, which is now in focus. Its stock plunged more than 47% yesterday. S&P Global downgraded the company to junk status, warning that the recent $30 billion cash infusion from 11 major banks may not be enough to save its problems.
Demonstrations are happening a few blocks away, and barricades are set up around the Manhattan Criminal Court building. That follows former President Trump's claims that he expects to be arrested sometime today. That would be in connection with the hush money payments allegedly made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. This is ABC News. Day two in Moscow of the summit between Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, Japan's leader is visiting the capital of Ukraine. We're learning more about the case being made against a Colorado dentist accused of killing his wife, possibly with poison. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has the story.
Police near Denver say dentist James Craig bought the arsenic and cyanide he used to kill his wife, Angela, allegedly slipping the poison into her protein shakes. According to the arrest warrant, after multiple recent hospital visits, Angela again checked into a hospital last Wednesday, complaining of a severe headache and dizziness. She later had a seizure, her condition rapidly declining. She was placed on life support and passed away Saturday.
Set to begin today, a trial over a lawsuit against Gwyneth Paltrow. The actor is accused of skiing out of control at the Deer Valley Resort in Utah and colliding with a man. 76-year-old Terry Sanderson says he was knocked out and left with a brain injury and broken ribs. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Oh, now wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Early voting starts today for the April 4th general election. Judge Janet Protasiewicz is endorsed by abortion rights supporters nationwide. Former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly has the backing of anti-abortion groups. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court has broken national spending records, at least $20 million already spent by both sides. Protasiewicz and Kelly will have a debate today. It's likely to be the only one. You can hear the debate on many Civic Media radio stations tonight at 6 p.m. A little good news at the pump. Gas prices in Wisconsin are down slightly. AAA says the statewide average is $3.23 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from this time last week. AAA credits dropping oil prices. They're at their lowest point since August of 2021. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
But you remember though, like,
I still hang around. Neither lost nor found. Hear the lonely sound. Of music in the night. Nights are always bright.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us. Sometimes it takes a long time to get into it. But welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Marva Herndon and Eric Simpson, and they're school board directors from Milwaukee Public Schools. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I just think, you know, that this subject is as important a subject that we can talk about. And there are a lot of different things that happen. But when you look at what is going on in the city of Milwaukee with children in a system, and I'm not talking about the district itself, I'm talking about a city that some of us remember being accountable to families and children and whatever it took, the people before us made sure that that happened. They valued the children, mm-hmm. and our parents valued us. Mm-hmm. And so they valued education and they valued stability. And many of our parents are long since gone, and it made us who we are. Mm-hmm. But we now live in a system that does not have, it's not that the parents don't care, but we have a system that is broken down. And at the root of that system having broken down, it is unfortunately causing destruction to children and to families. And you just can't expect the district to be able to deal with that. And I think at the root of all of it with me will always be that. We had a gentleman who called earlier who talked about, you know, you got three systems. To be honest with you, we can't afford three systems, right? And even if we could afford three systems, the folks who run the government aren't going to, they're not going to support three systems. So that's where we are. We're dealing with three school systems. When before we had the public school system and then the private school system, and people paid the freight to send their kids. Parochial schools, which were around even when I was a young person, you know, parents paid to send their kids to parochial schools. But now, you know, all of these systems are going to be supported by the taxpayers, and it just can never give what is needed to balance what we got as young people with what kids and families are dealing with today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that that's absolutely true. We cannot, you know, those resources are spread too thin. Staffing is spread too thin, and we can't keep that focus on what's best for our kids in our public schools then.
So you're an ex-educator. We live in a system now where educators are vilified. Mm-hmm. When I went to school, they were respected by parents, by community leaders. Educators were pillars of the community. They were akin to the pastor, to the doctor. We now live in a system that vilifies the educators. That vilifies the educators. And I don't know how you turn that around, right? So who wants to become an educator now? I know Milwaukee Public Schools has been trying, they've been going all over the world trying to get educators. Because nobody wants to be an educator anymore. Well, what do you get? Well, they only work 10 months out of the year. They're overpaid. I don't get eight weeks of vacation. So, and they're not succeeding. The kids are failing. Why should we be paying them? This is what you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who wants to deal with that?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of stress in today's world because the kids bring so much baggage into the buildings that is in their environment the minute they walk out those doors, that those kids don't recover. And the teachers have to deal with that. I empathize with them. I tell them as a board director, my responsibility is to help them as with what they need to do their job. And I think that's true of all of us. We try to do the best we can. But, you know, if you think back, what was the priority for Scott Walker 10, 12 years or 13 years ago? It was to attack the teachers. He vilified teachers. That's part of why they're so vilified in Wisconsin to this day. And what did that do? His objective was to drop the salaries down.
Public school teachers.
For public school teachers, that's right. But he systematically attacked all the unions except, was it two? The fire?
Police and fire.
Exactly.
Right.
That did a big piece of damage to our economy. It was Act 10. So we had it coming from all sides. And that same mantra has been repeated throughout the country.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's bring Bill from Oconomowoc on. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Well, what a great team and what a great discussion on education. And a lady just touched on it a minute ago. Scott Walker gutted education in Wisconsin. Well, you know, we say, well, why would he do that? Well, first of all, he's not educated. He didn't have a degree. He doesn't understand education. And what people don't understand about education, the far right, the people that are being tried as we speak, they don't understand that's an investment in America. Plain and simple. You don't have to have a doctorate to figure that out. And the teachers should be looked at like they did when you and I, like you mentioned, Earl. But this extremist far right, actually funded at times by Russia, we look to them to set direction? Are you kidding me? They have zero integrity, zero honesty, and zero diplomacy. They know nothing. They're about the most uneducated people. You're having uneducated people telling educated people what to do. That doesn't even make sense, period. So what do? We demand a rollback from the Scott Walker era. We have to challenge how he took down education. And if you want to put the fear of God into the parochial schools, they know by accepting taxpayer dollars, they could lose their tax-free status.
Well, so,
and once that's, and if that's ever attacked, Earl, they'll change their minds in a New York
minute. So, Bill, you are right that, you know, there was a time when there was this separation and tax dollars couldn't go to parochial schools or religious schools, but they changed that. To accommodate, you know, many of these religious schools. And so that no longer is the case, Bill. And so this is legal now. So you can use federal dollars to support those schools. And here was the other part of it. A lot of this was created because those schools were struggling. And so, you know, this was an attempt, and it helped bail those Catholic schools out because, you know, there were people who could not afford to continue to go. So, Bill, I agree with you. We've got to go to a break, though, but thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The stakes couldn't be higher when it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
We can't have an extremist like Dan Kelly on the court.
Kelly wants abortion banned, even in cases of rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Kelly supports Wisconsin's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
That law strips women of our freedom to make our own decisions on abortion.
But that's not all.
Kelly is a MAGA Republican who's been endorsed by Donald Trump himself. Take a listen.
Go vote for Justice Daniel Kelly to defend the rule of law.
Extremist Dan Kelly was paid more than $100,000 by the Republican Party in the last 3 years.
He advised hardcore MAGA Republicans on their scheme to overturn the 2020 election results.
On the court, Kelly could take away our voting rights
and women's rights.
Do you want a radical like that on the Supreme Court? Dan Kelly is too extreme.
Dan Kelly is too extreme. He doesn't care about us.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs level off around 38. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 31. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 48. A dusting of snow today with another dusting tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
WAUKradio.com.
After all, it's Tuesday, not Saturday night, 1980. Remember that so well. Oh, man. Can I go back to that time just for a little bit? Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is still Marva Herndon for one more session, and Miss Erica Seamson.
It's okay. It's a hard one.
See, how did I forget it? There was
Seamson. There you go.
And Marva, you wanted to say what as we get ready to wrap this up?
I want to say that this board has been a cohesive one that put the children first all across the board. Each of us brought our particular experiences, knowledge, and willingness to do whatever it took to improve the school district as best we could in the four-year period. To that end, we've got a lot of unfinished business because we lost approximately 2 years with shutdown for COVID, but hardworking, cohesive people who are willing to sit down and work issues out to the betterment of the students and the staff. And our staff are hardworking. And we lack enough staff in the district. We need people at every level of employment to make the school environment for our children work. We've increased the art music fire or brought it back. It wasn't to be increased. It was to bring it back.
It wasn't there.
And I can tell you, I was at River Trail School last fall, October, and they had a celebration because they had instruments, a music teacher, and an art teacher for the past year. And they did a Christmas, that's what it was. It was December. It was a Christmas celebration. I was so excited. I was almost in tears to see the kids have all of these instruments, have the teachers that they need, and the family filled the auditorium up.
So, Marvin, hang on a second. Let's bring Martin in from Milwaukee. Thank you very much for the call, Martin. You say what?
Well, good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
All right.
And good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your service. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Earl, if I may, you know me. I'm just kind of a finance guy. I just follow the numbers.
Go ahead.
And I just want to bring to the attention of your guests and the audience, as we speak, I know MPS needs money. They could use every dime that they can get their hands on. My big thing is the recreation department cannot even afford to put water in the splash pads for the little children in our city anymore. That's how far we have fallen. But yet, you and your callers are talking about the state legislature and Scott Walker, and I agree 100% with all the negatives that are associated with them. But let us look at what is going on at the Common Council in the city of Milwaukee today. As we speak, the Common Council is going to give $30 million to Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company. And I don't know if your guests even know this, but in order for that money to go to Northwestern Mutual, MPS administration has to sign off on that. That money is coming from MPS, coming from Milwaukee County, coming from the city of Milwaukee citizens, and this money is going to Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company.
Because
they're
redeveloping a building that they have purchased or that they own to make it look like the shiny glass tower, you know, that they already have in place.
Earl, in the city of Milwaukee, we have never, ever given money to an entity in order to do residential properties. This is largesse. They're spending $900 a square foot, Earl, on this building. And the people of Milwaukee, some of the poorest people in America, have to pay for this thing. And I don't even know if your guests, who are the board of directors of a $1.4 billion corporation, if you will, do they know that the MPS representative did not even show up at the meeting when this was signed off on? And on top of that, Earl, we don't even have three aldermen. I can't even call my alderman because I don't have one. So this is all happening right now. They're taking money out of MPS and giving it to the richest corporation in the state of Wisconsin for residential property. This has never been done before. And I just want to bring it to your guests' attention, everybody's attention. This is what's happening in the back rooms in Milwaukee.
Hey, Martin, I wish I had more time, man. We've got to go to a break. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch with you, I promise you. Marva and Erica, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and spending with us this afternoon. Listen, my door is always open.
Thank you.
You know, I am a supporter of Milwaukee Public Schools. I tell people that up front. It's where the majority of the children go. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to other entities, but I am concerned about where the masses of the children ought to be educated. And I think all of us should be concerned about that. For those who, you know, are able to go to the other districts, that's fine. You're blessed. But, man, we got to worry about the masses of the children if we're going to do anything to turn around what's happening in this city. Thank you very much. Got to go to a break. Be right back.
Thank you.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day March meeting today. It will end with a decision on whether to raise interest rates. The Fed is trying to balance between raising rates to try to calm inflation or keeping the rates the same to try to calm the banking industry. More from ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Analysts caution we are not out of the woods yet, and that is because of San Francisco-based regional bank First Republic, which is now in focus. Its stock plunged more than 47% yesterday. S&P Global downgraded the company to junk status, warning that the recent $30 billion cash infusion from 11 major banks may not be enough to save its problems.
Demonstrations are happening a few blocks away, and barricades are set up around the Manhattan Criminal Court building. That follows former President Trump's claims that
don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would you? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Crunchcast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court debate today. It's likely to be the campaign's one and only debate. You can hear Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly on many Civic Media radio stations tonight at 6. Milwaukee leaders are fed up with Kias and Hyundais that are easy to steal. The Common Council today is authorizing the city attorney to find a legal remedy to the problem. Tammy Barkley of Milwaukee is one of many victims.
Imagine how you would feel if you go to work, school, etc., and hope that you still have a car when you come outside. This is not a way for anyone to live.
Wisconsin's Josh Call is joining 22 other state attorneys general, urging Kia and Hyundai to do more to make their cars harder to steal. In sports, Wisconsin takes on Oregon tonight in the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keep
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And listen, I've been talking about some really tough stuff this morning, and I thought it was time to lighten the load a little bit as we start winding down. And when I first saw this, I couldn't help but wonder, what in the world is going on with Republicans? So the Republicans have decided we're going to run some candidates against United States Senator Tammy Baldwin. So we got to find somebody who we think that would be pose a threat to the Democrats and Senator Baldwin herself. Who can we find? We've got to get somebody a name, somebody that will wind up giving Senator Baldwin a run for her money. Who can we find? And they put on their thinking caps. And and a guy named David Clark, a blast from the past. I don't know what you know about former Sheriff David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff, the cowboy David Clark, law enforcement, big time law enforcement, major supporter of Donald Trump, who, became a conservative. Yeah, he was probably already a conservative, but I can tell you a story about Sheriff Clark, and this is how far back we go. This is 100% true. I'd like to think that I'm the person who created that Frankenstein monster. That, what do you mean? So when I was on a different radio station, before I knew who Sheriff Clark was, then Sheriff Clark, I invited him on my radio show. And I would bring him on. This is just true, 100% accurate. And I would bring him on. And I remember the first time I brought him on the air, he was as timid and meek, and he had a whole lot of papers. And he came into the studio, and he was quiet as a church house mouse. I couldn't get him. He was afraid of the microphone. He was afraid of speaking. And so as time went on, and I was starting to find out who David Clark was, I would have him. He became my fill-in host, right? And he just changed. And he got to the point that one day came into the studio, and he had a whole bunch of papers, right? Because when he first would come into the studio, he wouldn't come without backup. I don't know what he was expecting. But he had somebody who was always with him, some deputies always with him. And so he brought the deputy in with him, and he brought all this paper. And I'm looking at him, hey, man, what's going on, man? Well, I got a bunch of things I wanted to talk about today. Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Things you wanted to talk about on my show. Well, I just thought that we can do this, and I got some music here, and I'm like, whoa, man, wait a minute. You're the guest, right? You know, and time went on, and David Clark became a monster. But again, I didn't see that. You know, he wasn't that way, so I have to take part of the blame for creating that monster that you see every day now, or not quite as often as he used to be seen, but he's thinking about throwing his hat in to run for the United States Senate. Come on, man. Come on, David Clark. You know, what are the chances And where have you been? That time has changed since David Clark was so visible and, you know, and following Donald Trump everywhere and was Donald Trump's lapdog. You know, wherever Donald Trump went, he was there. He was speaking up. So, you know, TMJ and WISN, you know, saw David Clark, and they started putting him on the airwaves. And he got, became emboldened, and he became one of the ornaments during Donald Trump's election. And Donald Trump being the president, and there, wherever he went, all these rallies, Sheriff Clark was there. And so, needless to say, he wound up with the position Donald Trump gave him that didn't last very long. I don't know what it was, but it didn't last very long. The man disappeared, and now he somehow thinks that possibly he should be the next United States Senator from the state of Wisconsin. Ain't happening. You know. But anyway, that was, he's one of the people that the Republican Party is made put up. But then they reached back into the old bag of tricks. And they reached out to a guy by the name of Scott Walker. The Dickens, you say. Scott Walker. Scott Walker? The former two-time governor for the state of Wisconsin and candidate for president of the United States, who said he was running for president of the United States and shot his wad inside of, you know, a month and disappeared and was never to be heard from again. Well, so they asked Scott Walker, hey, Scott, we need somebody to run against United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, three-term senator, and a two-term senator. And Scott Walker basically said he doesn't want to be one of 500 people in the House and the Senate. It would bore him. It would bore him. Scott Walker, you know, as the guy without a high school or without a college degree, who was able to rise to the level that he was able to rise to, you know, who has now gotten a position of a lifetime. You know, he's the president of the Young Americans Foundation, a conservative youth organization that does what? Grooms youth to be like he is and to be like conservatives. And he makes $1 million a year to groom children to become Republicans, conservatives. Isn't there a law against that? Is that what we need? Even more people who think like they do? Come on, man. Who in their right mind would put Scott Walker in head of indoctrinating children other than the Republican Party? But anyway, even he had enough sense to know, you know, the chances of him defeating Tammy Baldwin is slim to none. And the fact that, you know, he's in as cushy a position as anybody could ever be, you know, Walker said he's committed to the Young Americans Foundation through at least 2025. He said it's critically important that the work is important, noting that the 2022 Wisconsin race for governor, you know, Democratic Governor Evers piled up huge margins among those ages 18 through 29, that they could not compete against the Democrats, because the Democrats were getting younger people to vote Democratic and not vote conservative. So Scott Walker is charged with turning that around. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, good morning to you, Stephen. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I actually have a couple of things to say. First, you know, Tammy Baldwin running for re-election. I kind of wish Scott Walker would have agreed to that, because that would have been an easy path to victory for Tammy, if he would have. I'm kind of curious who the Republicans are going to get to run against her. She's a pretty sound
formidable
candidate.
Yeah.
And also, David A. Clark. People like him. I know he's not the only Republican that's an African-American, but people like him really confuse me. I don't know, you know, why they do what they do or why they have the philosophy they do, but the Republican Party really doesn't give a rip about them. They just use them as pawns to show everyone, hey, we're not racist. We have people that are part of our party that are, you know, African-American, but they don't really give a, you know, they don't really care about people.
So there's been lip service from the conservative movement over the last three decades constantly. We've got to reach out to minorities. That's what they've said over the last three decades. It's critically important that we do. And then you hear them during the campaigns, more and more, you know, blacks are starting to lean towards conservatives, towards Republicans. More and more Latinos are leaning towards the Republicans. And then when the numbers come in, they realize they fooled themselves. Yeah, man, it's clearly not something that's in their wheelhouse. But what they do know is this. In a separate interview with the Journal last week, Walker said, "I'm literally 25 years younger than President Biden. So I have time. The work I'm doing with young people right now is so critically important. When you look at the margins, the 18 to 21-year-olds, 75% or higher are voting liberal. We have to get our core values aligned with where they had been in the past. We need to make inroads, or it won't matter if I run or if anyone else runs." What are their core values, Stephen? Do you know?
Well, they're supposed to be, you know, small government. They're supposed to be, you know, responsible with money and budgets. I say supposed to be because they're neither one of those things.
Yeah.
They're only small government when it's convenient to them. And they like to say that they, you know, clear up all this debt and get tax breaks.
Stephen, we got to go, man. Thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs level off around 38. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 31. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 48. A dusting of snow today with another dusting tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
At WAUKradio.com.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Do you own a Hyundai or a Kia? And has your vehicle been stolen? I just wonder. Because right now, 23 attorney generals on yesterday, penned a letter to Kia and Hyundai, the car manufacturers, urging them to fix the nationwide car theft epidemic plaguing its customers. And I'm wondering, if your vehicle was stolen and because if I'm hearing it from the perspective of people on the right, the conservatives, they don't think that the manufacturer has any culpability at all on why these vehicles have been stolen. It is true that these young people have been stealing these vehicles. It is also true that it makes little, if any, sense that this is on the internet and shows children how to steal the vehicle. I've said this before. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Because then when the children steal the vehicle, the response is lock them up and throw away the key. Number one, there shouldn't be on any website showing young people how to steal cars. How does that make sense? That makes zero sense whatsoever, and nobody can argue against that point that it makes sense to show young people how to steal cars. What do you think they're going to do? Not all, but some. The other part of it is Hyundai and Kia are the two cars they're stealing because the other manufacturers, they can't do that with the way their cars are manufactured. It won't work. So then why wouldn't you say, the Kia and Hyundai, that they should fix this? If I own one of those vehicles, that's what I would be saying. Hey, why in the world should it be made that easy for them to steal the vehicles? And why am I suffering from that? Why is my insurance being cut off? P people who own those vehicles are losing access to their insurance. And the rates are climbing through the roof because they own a Hyundai or a Kia. Whose fault is that? Why blame the owner? The owner didn't do it. The owner purchased those vehicles not knowing that they had the capacity of being stolen and by young children because of the way they're manufactured. And you know why? You got to blame and the manufacturer is because all of the cars that came out after, you can't steal them the same way. The newer Kias, the newer Hyundais, they fixed that. They fixed it. So you know, that shows they had some culpability because they fixed that. So, and yeah, you could say, well, the kids themselves, Earl, you should be blaming the kids, you know. And I know that, yeah, part of it is the fact that every kid is not stealing cars. But we just had a young man on earlier in the show who talked about wayward children. He was one. I got to tell you, even when I was a kid, granted it was a long time ago, kids were stealing cars. Since there was a car, children have stolen them. But that doesn't mean that the corporation that produced them is not at the root of a part of the reason why so many people have lost their vehicles. And so many young people have been, lives have been changed forever through either the chase that has ensued after the stolen vehicle by law enforcement or any of those things. Man, I don't understand it. Republicans are saying you shouldn't be blaming this on the corporations. It should be on the kids. And I'm saying, hey, man, what you okay? So if I agree with the philosophy of the Republicans, lock them up. Okay, we'll lock up all the kids who steal cars. Lock them up for life. 14 years old, first lockup, locked up for life. I don't understand, again, the thought processes of people who call themselves conservative. I honestly don't. You know, the corporations have waxed rich. Hyundai and Kia is not struggling financially. And so they clearly could have addressed this. And yeah, they would have lost a couple of dollars along the way. But man, the owners of the vehicles shouldn't be the ones suffering. They're not the ones who should be paying the price because they didn't manufacture the vehicle that made it that easy to peel back the column and start the car with anything you have to use with your cell phone. Come on, man. You know, it used to be more difficult back when, you know, you had to have a key. They used to have things they called knockoff keys to steal cars. But it wasn't as easy as it is to do it now. Listen, we got to go. Calvin, thank you. As always, man, for your work. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. It's 45 degrees outside. I know what I'll be doing. Be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Early Evening Show. See you later.
You you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.